Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, it seems many are now contemplating becoming the next modern hawkerpreneur who can make it big in Singapore thanks to, you know, Michelin stars award or that sort of thing. However, the reality is over the past year, economic stagnation, decline in domestic consumption and fierce competition continue to put pressure on the local food service sector. Along with the ongoing talent crunch, these factors have raised the barriers to entry for an already small pool, something like 17% of young talent with entrepreneurial ambitions.
While measures are being undertaken to ensure the sustainability of Singapore's hawker culture, there's too many other hurdles that hawkerpreneurs need to address in order to differentiate their offerings and appeal of the modern-day consumer. Now, to discuss these challenges and opportunities, we have with us right now Frank Quek, Sales and Marketing Director of TY Innovations. Frank, welcome to the show. Why have the measures to sustain hawker culture not been successful? What do you think?
I would say that for the hawker culture, there are a lot of measures in place now to reduce on rent and, you know, finding location for people. But there's actually little that is in place to help to reduce operation costs and also increasing values for our customers to start up their own businesses. Okay, mainly we need more, you know, ideas for them, you know, being what kind of equipment you are using, what kind of a food you are using. And if there's people who are able to help them to come up with more ideas and more ways to do it, I believe the measures might be better.
Okay. What more needs to be done then, you think?
Yeah, that's why we are here.
Oh.
Okay, that's our motto. And
so more innovation needs.
Yes.
Is needed.
Our goal is that we want to empower new entrepreneurs to jumpstart their F&B businesses with our innovative ingredients and equipment. What do I term as innovative? Of course, it's not just about reduction of cost. We want to streamline the whole operations for them to simplify how they, you know, do their businesses and also how to reduce cost of manpower. And that's why we have been actively trying to get a lot of equipment from, you know, Japan, Italy, you know, all the good quality stuff. And, you know, they have top four technology in what they do. You know, automation robots doing rice washing. You know, just a simple rice washing step can be just cut.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah. Because so, I don't think I'm too happy with the idea of a robot frying my rice.
Frying your noodles.
You'll be surprised.
I know that it happens, but I call me a fuddy-duddy, what will happen to the wok hay, right?
Okay, well, the robots wouldn't understand the wok hay, I'm sure. So what are the opportunities out there, Frank, for modern hawkerpreneurs? I mean, what you just said, it sounds like it's so challenging.
Actually, I feel that the opportunity is always there. And I find there's a trend in Singapore that's going on with a freshly prepared food. And it's still a very popular option to people. We like freshly made food made right in front of us.
Right.
You know, we like to go to places to see things prepared for us. And hawker is one of the places where I will go, you know, for my lunch and, you know, for my dinner. You know, and it's, I would say, value option that is available. And this is something, a trend. People still go for more economical choices. And, you know, if there are more people and places where we can have ideas going, I think there's a chance there for people to strive.
So you named a few of the challenges that budding hawkerpreneurs struggle with. What do you think is the biggest one?
Okay, in F&B businesses, we always talk about this holy trio of costs or ideas that we have.
Okay.
First is the rental cost.
For sure.
For sure. The second is the manpower cost.
For sure, too.
Yes. And the third is the food cost. For us as TY Innovation, we are unable to help you with the rental cost.
You are, for sure.
You can. Yes. So what we can help you with is to reduce your manpower cost by reducing the operations flow that you have, maybe from 10 steps. We move on to maybe 2 or 3 steps.
Wow.
Okay. And maybe for the food course, we are here to bring in good quality food products. Like, we have a very good freshly milled Japanese rice that we are bringing in from Niigata that helps people to, you know, get very good fried rice and stuff like that, but at a reduced cost. It may cost like maybe a very expensive previously, but we're trying to bring down the cost for people so that they can use very good quality food to bring out their ideas and concept for their book.
By how much are you trying to reduce the cost?
The magic figure I'm looking at is around 30%.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's quite a bit.
Yes, yes.
That's
quite a bit. Okay, we're talking to Frank Quek, Sales and Marketing Director of TY Innovations, right here on the Career 360 on Money FM 89.3. Well, how else, Frank, can automation help overcome some of these issues? I mean, are there any local case studies you can share with us?
Success stories, people love to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay, now we are working very closely with some of the hawker pioneers in the local scene. So one of the brands that we are very proud to work with is Lo Lam Thai.
Mm-hmm.
They do very, very nice wonton mee in Singapore. So they actually utilize our automated noodle boiler to make wonton mee.
Wow.
You know, just not cook the noodles, but also cook the ingredients. Just with a press of a button.
Automated boiler.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
So you'd be surprised how easy it is to keep the consistency of the food that you are being cooked. You don't need to be a head chef to make ramen or even wonton mee. Just a press of a button with the timer and everything will be done for
tell
you.
Us a
but
bit
somebody
more.
Still needs to load
exactly,
the ingredients into the boiler.
Yeah, how does it?
I don't know what
yes,
it's called.
Okay. So someone else has to still load the thing into the new boiler, and just with a press of a button, everything else will be done by for you. The cooking process and the consistency of the noodle.
How quickly?
Yeah,
2 minutes
for a bowl of wonton noodles.
Yes, yes,
that's still very good.
Okay, moving on from there. Of course, I see your point. We are working on the automation loading.
Yeah,
soon.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yes.
So possibly one huge boiler with 60 compartments or something.
About
you know?
That. About right.
Clearly, I'm not a scientist. Yes.
The magic number is 6.
Ah, 6. Oh, yes. Yes. See, TY Innovations is also participating in the inaugural Equip Dine Asia and SC Asia Cafe Expo. You're showcasing some of these innovations that you were talking about from Japan or for Japanese cuisine. You're also saying that gelato making is part of what you're looking at to innovate. Tell us more.
Yes, okay. So it's interesting because this time we are actually working with Equip and Dine. We're going to showcase a few key concepts we feel that might be the trend moving forward in the Singapore scene. So one of them, of course, is the ramen making that we are talking about.
Yep.
We have set up a mini ramen station that you can set up in hawker store right in the show itself. You can come by and take a look. And for the gelato making, our innovative ingredients from Italy allows you to kickstart your own gelato business very fast. We are all here to make money, of course, and we are trying to keep your costs down. And the process of making gelato has been made easy with our ingredients. Basically, just have to have our base and water, and you get gelato.
Okay.
How on? We always thought it has to be really fresh ingredients, fresh
absolutely.
Milk, the eggs, so
no,
on and
you
so
can
forth.
Add that later.
Okay. So what advice do you have, Frank, for people starting out as hawkerpreneurs?
Just do it.
Yes, just do it. But being said, I feel that a lot of people has been always thinking about cutting costs and costs in the businesses. I beg to differ because I feel that young entrepreneurs, we should focus on key concepts and quality. And we should find the identity in the market itself. You know, what kind of a thing you want to portray out to people? Is it your brand image? You know, what kind of food you are going to showcase? So you find a unique point that you want to showcase to people. And that is what I feel is important in the scene here. Instead of just saying that I want to cut costs here, cut costs there, try to think of ways to make your food more interesting for people to come. And I believe people will come.
Yeah.
Okay, one case study that I have is actually, I have this new customer, Japanese Food Alley. You guys have been to Timber Plus? Yes. Okay, so Timber Plus, they try to do it differently. So one of my customers, Japan Food Alley, is a hawker store showcasing very nice Japanese food, coming out with a different kind of Japanese concepts, tendon, you know, onigiri and stuff like that, to help the scene here to brushen up the Japanese concepts.
Why is this so important to you, personally?
It's always been my goal to help to simplify processes for people. And I find a knack, because I came from the background of studying computer science. And in computer science, we always talk about optimizing.
Yeah. Shortening time, etc. Yes, always
easier,
in a hurry,
faster.
It seems.
Yeah. So I find a so-called passion in trying to streamline the operations and reducing costs for people, but at the same time, increasing their values to their customers. And that's what I have passion in.
Frank Quek, Sales and Marketing Director for TY Innovations, joining us today to talk about the opportunities for budding hawkerpreneurs. Frank, thank you so much for coming today.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg
or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.